1. Begin transmission.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, ou bonsoir en Belgique. It's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm your chairman, and I am sitting here with half a cup of tea. Oh, it's delicious. Mm-hmm. And you are not going to believe what I am watching on TV right now as we speak. I am watching one of my favorite hacker movies of all time, and it is The Conversation. Now, The Conversation is an older movie. It's from the 70s, and so you might not immediately consider it to be a hacker movie. I sort of consider it to be a proto-hacker movie because it is essentially about phone freaks. This is a movie that is about surveillance and wiretapping, and it's great. I love this film. It's one of my favorites. You can catch it on TCM a lot, but today it is on Movieplex. So if you have a basic cable package that includes the Movieplex channel, pay attention for The Conversation, starring Gene Hackman and who else? Cindy Williams, Harrison Ford has a small part, and of course, John Cazale is in it. This is one of only four movies that the great John Cazale ever made. You may remember John Cazale as Fredo from The Godfather. I think he only made four movies. The other ones are The Conversation, obviously, Dog Day Afternoon, and, what's the last one? The Deer Hunter. So, yeah, it's an important movie just because it's one of the few that John Cazale ever did. You know, John Cazale was a great actor, and he died young of, I don't remember, cancer, I guess, or something, presumably. But the funniest part about this is that this phone freak movie is on today, the day when we're going to go through my old phone freaking bag. If you'll remember from yesterday's show, we had a day of dialing old numbers that I found in one of my old freak notebooks. And you know how much I love phone freak stuff. And so yesterday I was thinking, and I mentioned on the show that, hey, maybe we should go through my old phone freak bag and see what's in it. And there was enough of a positive response that that is what we're going to do today. So sitting here on the floor in front of me is my phone freak bag. It is a small black bag. It probably contains, it probably has a volume of 1 gallon or 4 liters. And it is black, and I don't know, I guess you might call this a purse, but it doesn't look like a woman's purse. It just looks sort of like a small utility bag, and it's got two handles, and it's got a strap, and on the strap is a little pouch that has a small knife in it. And well, I mean, I guess we better get into it. Let's start with the outside pockets first. There's three pockets on the outside, two very small ones on the ends, and a large pocket on the side. In the end pockets, let's reach in here. Yeah, we got something in here. What do we have? I'm pulling them out. Yes. Look what we have here. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 dead ringers. Yes, and they're mounted in RJ11 plugs, so you can plug them right into a phone line. And two of them are epoxy molded. I remember making these, thinking this is a brilliant idea, and it was. And the other two are just shrink-tubed. So I've got four dead ringers here. And a dead ringer is something that will basically kill a phone line. You plug it into somebody's phone line, and people who try to call that phone will get a busy signal. The phones won't ring, and it creates havoc. What do you do with these things? What would you use them for? Oh, I don't know. If you were hassling somebody and you wanted to kill their phone service, you could plug one of these into their TNI, or, you know, if you're at somebody's house during a party who you don't like and you wanted to create some havoc, you could plug one of these into their phone line somewhere. And so that's what's in that pocket. Dead ringers have other uses too. They could sort of act as temporary hold buttons. You can hold a line open with one. All right, so what's in the other end pocket? Oh, we got two of those funny modular jumpers out of a certain type of interface box. I can't believe I have these. Oh, and also there's a what would appear to be a 3-penny nail. I don't know what the nail is for. Sometimes I just pick up nails for no reason because I like them. And so that's what's in that pocket. Let's close this pocket back up. Click it shut. Click. All right. In the big outside pocket, let's open this baby up. And what do we have in here? Oh, yes. Here we have a beige box. Although this is not technically, by definition, a beige box. It is a conceptual beige box. And basically what this is, why do I vaguely remember making this. This is a, what this is a butt set. This is a homemade butt set made out of an old pulse dial pickup phone, the kind of phone that doesn't have a carrier. These were popular in the late 80s for a while when the phone company when the phone company broke up and other people could make phones, and these were really cheap. Back in the 80s, these were only like $7. And so basically, I've been carrying this around in case I ever run into anybody who needs a butt set. You know, like you run into a kid who wants to be a phone freak and doesn't have any gear. You can just hand it to him and go, here you go. So we have that. Just one of many butt sets that I own. Also in this pocket is a whole load. How many do we got here? There's one, geez, 10. There's probably 15 or 20 10-minute long-distance cards. But these are not actual cards. These are promotional stickers that that you could buy and put on your business card to give somebody a 10-minute free long-distance call. And so you dial a number, 800-567-8314, and then there's these PIN numbers. And there's just new different PIN numbers on each one. Each one of these PIN numbers will get you a free 10-minute long-distance call. In case, you know, you ever need to give anybody some long distance. So, all right, let's check the main bag here. We'll open it up. Unzip it. And the first thing on the top here is that notebook that I mentioned yesterday. This is another one of my little phone freak notebooks. It's just got all kinds of numbers written down into it. Lots and lots of phone numbers, including but not... what am I trying to say? I don't know. There's a lot of phone numbers in here. Mostly, this was a book that I carried around whenever I would find payphones. I would check the payphone. So there's a list of payphones that take incoming calls and other questionable things that we can check out later. Also, there's a piece of paper in here that has a bunch, it's all folded up, has a bunch of numbers written all over it, and other strange notes to myself. Some of these are 800 numbers. Some of these are other bizarre things. We can look into that later. What's next in the bag? Okay, well, right on top here, we've got a classic butt set. The Harris Dracon TS-21 in orange and yellow. Very nice. And it's got the alligator clip leads on it that contain the needle frogs, so you can just, you know, splice this right onto a wire and these little needles will dig into the conductors. And ha ha ha. I do love the Harris Dracon TS-21. It's my favorite butt set. This one in my hand is phone company issued. And I've got another one of these downstairs. It's blue and yellow. And it's got a different lead set on it. But yep, this is official phone company gear. Yeah, you can buy these in stores now. I actually saw one somewhere weird, like Menards, or was it Lowe's, or somewhere strange like that. But yeah, this is a classic beauty. I don't know what vintage this is. Probably 70s or maybe 80s. But needless to say, it's a classic. You can't be a phone freak without a butt set. So I recommend you get one. I think I own four altogether. I have an old rotary butt set, too, that I bought at a garage sale from a woman who was a member of the Telephone Pioneers. And she had all kinds of phone equipment, and I just snapped that up. She thought I was some kind of nut. But then again, so do most people. All right, what's next in the bag? Aha, here we have a small tools kit. Open it up. It's got a couple pairs of pliers and some very small screwdrivers. So yeah, got to have some tools sometimes. And I'm surprised there's no can openers in here. I do have a couple can openers, but I think they're with some other equipment. All right, what is next? Here's a rat's nest of wires. Oh, and look what we have here. My coffee box. Technically, this is a little butt set with a headset. It's a little dial pad, and it's a dual-line butt set, and I've got a hold button and a mini bridge hooked up to it right now. This is what we used to call a coffee box, and it's basically a beige box plus a brown box. And, oh, isn't this fun? Yeah, I remember doing some wacky stuff with this. The nice thing about this is it's very small and concealable. It's not like a butt set that's resting on your shoulder. You just put the headset on your ear, and you can tuck the keypad, the dial pad, into your pocket. And it's got, you know, two RJ11 jacks. So you can plug various things into it. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. All right, what's next out of the bag? Oh, yes. Isn't there another one? Yes, here we have two little boxes. And these two little boxes are basically independent hold buttons. So if you want to keep a line open, you can just plug this in and push this button, and it's like, it's basically the same as hitting hold on a phone if you've got a hold button on a phone. And one of them has an RJ11 plug, so it can be plugged in. And the other one has bare wires, so it can be alligator clipped onto, well, you know. And so I have two of these that I have made. And let's see if this one still works. I've got a phone jack I can plug into right over here. Stick it in here and hit the button. Yep, and the LED comes right on. holding that line. Okay, so we'll unplug that. Yeah, most of my gear is homemade. I've made all of this stuff except for the Harris Dracon butt set, of course. And what else do we got in the bag? Here's another homemade box. This is an unusual one. Another box of my design that I have made has one little green LED on it and no other indications of anything. And this is an induction coil detector. This will detect induction coils. And so, you know, you just hold it up to something like that, and once it finds one, it'll turn that green LED on to let you know that you did in fact find one. So that's always fun. Yeah. Oh, how fun. I'm having a good time now. And it occurs to me, I wonder if I should take a picture of all this stuff. I'll take a picture of all this stuff once I get it all out of the bag. What else is in the bag? All right, well, oh, look at this. Here we have the classic Banjo 6. The Banjo 6 by Harris Dracon is another piece of official phone company equipment. And what it is basically a little breakout box. And it's got a little RJ11 pigtail on it. Or is it RJ14? This one is 6-conductor. And you can plug this into, you know, a regular phone jack. And then it's got these little metal tabs that stick out to the side so you can hook your butt set up to it. So it's basically just sort of an adapter for butt sets. And it can be used in line. It's an interesting little piece of equipment. Okay. And the next, well, we'll take out both of them. The next two the next two items in the old bag are two burner phones. Jeez, I remember having like three of these at one point in time. And this one, I don't remember what this one's all about. But yeah, so here we have some old, late 90s style, prepaid, anonymous cell phones. And, you know, you can probably figure out what those are used for. You can do just about anything with those. Oh, and what else is in the bag? Here's my old two-way pager, the Motorola Talkabout. Oh, yes. I did used to have a lot of fun with that. And what else we got in the bag? Oh, my God. The last thing in this bag today is a classic red box. Yes, it is. Here we have the old Radio Shack pocket tone dialer. It was basically, imagine speed dial, but as a individual box. So, you know, this would store touch tones, or if you were on a pulse phone, you could tone it through this, and it's got, I don't remember how many memory locations, but it will store very long sequences of DTMF tones, so you can play those back without actually having to punch any buttons. But this one has been modified into a red box. And if you're wondering how to tell if one of these has been modified to be a red box, all you got to do is look on the side for an extra switch. Normally, there's only two switches on one of these, but a modified red box will have an additional switch poking out the side, and it will look kind of sloppy, like it was done in a very homemade style. And that is obviously what we have here today. So while I'm thinking about it, let's grab the camera here. I've got this stuff out on the floor. We'll take a picture of it. And the bag is kind of in the picture here. We don't really need to see the bag all that much. Click. And here is a photo of all my old phone freaking gear. Well, not all of it. This is just what I would carry with me on a daily basis. I used to carry this bag with me wherever I went for many, many, many years. It was always in my car in case something weird went down. And it usually did. And so this is the stuff that I would use the most. I have another box downstairs in my basement, in storage, sort of. I could go right to it. That has all my other phone boxes in it. And I've also got another box, a small box that's got a lot of tools, like my can openers and, you know, other phone-related stuff. More specialty stuff. You know, stuff for special projects, not necessarily, you know, the stuff that I need to carry with me all the time for doing daily stuff. So I'm putting all this stuff back in the bag here. Back in the old black bag. There we go. So let's turn our attention now to this old notebook. To open this notebook, I first have to remove a red alligator jumper that is wrapped around it. Okay, there we go. All right, and on this first page that is just open, if you'll remember from yesterday's show, we have that ANAC number that we tried that was no good. Plus we've got, you know, the DSN, directory assistance, and stuff like that. And then on the next page, here's an interesting phone number. 212-324-9901. That's obviously a phone company number. And this is written down. This is a famous number, or at least it used to be, where you could hear an unusual thing in the background of a recording, where you could hear somebody's voice say, "Go ahead." You can hear somebody telling the woman to record the message. And then underneath we have the AT&T Easy Reach 800 number. Why do I have this? I don't know. Is this an ANAC 2? I don't know. Maybe we should try calling this. It is 1-800-555-1213.
The toll-free number you have dialed has been disconnected. No further information is available about this number.
Oh, that's too bad. And then, of course, we've got another test number down here. All my notes say is sweep tone, and that is, the number is 305-625-3333, if you want to try it at home. I'm not going to dial any long-distance numbers today, just because I don't feel like rolling up my phone bill. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, why don't you use some of that free long-distance stickers, those cards that you have? Well, no, those are probably discontinued and old. But here's another interesting number, an 800 number. And my note just says numbers. So this might be one of those weird phone numbers that reads back numbers that, like we found last year. Remember that one? What was that number? Let's try this one first. This is 1-800-426-9200. Well, it looks like we're not going to get anything out of this one. It's just continuing to ring. But I wrote down what it spat out. It used to spit out 021-20-71140-5035. We came across a number like this last year when we were messing around dialing weird stuff, and I'm trying to remember the number. I think it was apropos. Let's try 1-800 A, P, I can't remember how to spell apropos, A, P, R, O, P, O, S. Does that seem right? That would be 1-800-277-6767.
1-800-875-7117-084.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 1-1-6-2.
Yeah, so that's a fun one. You can try that one at home. 1-800-277-6767. See what it gives you. And if it spits back DTMF tones, you can decode those DTMF tones if you record it. Then you can send that file to an online DTMF decoder. Yes, that does exist. And they work rather well. But I'll tell you, those DTMF tones that it spits out are just the same as the numbers that it read off. All right. Also on this page in the notebook is a number for a US West, or what is it now, Quest? A phone company payphone that takes incoming calls in a park in Papillion, a town just south of Omaha. That number is 402-331-9647, but, you know, I doubt that phone is there anymore. But you can try it anyway. Oh, and then on the next couple pages, we've got payphone numbers to check and some voicemail numbers, your basic, you know, like date lines, where you can set up a free voicemail account. Those are good to know. And I'm sure these aren't valid anymore, but I do have a fresh list. About a year ago, I started writing down numbers off TV. Here's some more payphone numbers. Here's another dating service. Oh, here's a funny one. Nyko Elevator, 536-3487. This is the phone number to the phone inside the elevator at a friend of mine's office building. He works for, well, Nyko, obviously. So if you want to call the elevator, that's the number. And then what else is in here? Here's an index card that's got numbers written on it. Mysterious numbers. And then here's a whole bunch of numbers to check. Basically, when I was out and about, when I was working, I would find payphones, write down their numbers, and then I would check them when I got home. And so these are all things I need to check. There's just page after page of various phone numbers. Oh, and here's a real weird one. I actually found a Cocot that took incoming calls once. It was over in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Oh, and look at this. Here are some email accounts at very strange places, like wongfei.com that I used to use as one-offs. Here's what appears to be a credit card number. That can't be right. Here's the 24-hour info line for a high school in Council Bluffs. I can't imagine what I know exactly what I was doing with that. Sometimes I used to think it was fun to tie numbers to other numbers so people would call and say, wait, why am I getting this? And there's a bunch of junk in here. And here's a piece of paper folded up, and it's an old list. And on here is maybe 40 numbers of payphones that take incoming calls. And I doubt that any of these phones exist anymore. It's sad, but that's the way it is. Well, unfortunately, that's going to be it for today because we are running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Phone Freak Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and it's true, I'm an old freak and hacker, but you knew that already, so get over it. Tune in tomorrow. Who knows what we'll do? But as for me, I'm out of here. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。